I had a fascinating conversation with George Allen when he reminisced about his relations with Truman. He said that, quote, Truman really wasn't very smart, that he was a very kind man at heart, and he said many things publicly in a partisan way that he really didn't mean. He said that an individual who was intelligent but who got to Truman the last could usually affect his decisions. That was the reason that Acheson, who was a very intelligent man and very persuasive, had such enormous influence on policy while Truman was president. The Acheson influence, which was for the most part the Marshall Plan, etc., pretty good. He told me how he and Ed Flynn and the other Democratic leaders all got together and determined that whoever was nominated as vice president in 1944 would be the next president, and that Henry Wallace couldn't be the man. The way they handled the thing was to control appointments with Roosevelt through Watson, who was an appointment secretary, so that the only people who saw Roosevelt talk on politics were people who told him that he had to get rid of